Hi guys, thanks again for joining us on another episode of Music and Marriage. My name is Nikita, I am your host and this is my co-host.
I'm like Red Square, and you don't know, we always have your work. When you see what I go on, my coffee, I fix and bag of something, you know what I mean? Give thanks for joining us for another beautiful episode. As you can see, we have beautiful people in the house. So let's talk.
Yes, thank you guys for joining us. As I said, once again, before we get into the show, make sure you guys go over to our YouTube page and subscribe. I'm like Red Square Official. AMLAKREDSQUARE Official. Yes. And if you are watching us on YouTube, please go over to a streaming platform and subscribe: iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor FM, and all other podcast platforms.
Yes, and also before we get into the show, you know, we have to pay the bills. So big up the sponsors, Nikki Glitz Cosmetics. Big up yourself if you need your glitters.
Loose glitters for your eyes. Yeah. You can use it for nails. It's multi-purpose, you know. Use it for whatever you really want it for, basically.
Nikki Glitz Cosmetics. And also Simply Rose. Make sure you get to Simply Rose for all your household
decor,
beautification,
your wreath, door wreaths.
Yeah, your signs, your
door signs.
Merch, most importantly. And I mean, make sure you guys check out Simply Rose at her website, simplyrose.com. You know what I mean? Simply Rose, big up yourself. She's also on Instagram.
Yes, Simply Rose Craft.
Simply Rose Craft. You know what I mean? Make sure you check that out.
Yes, so today we have a special guest. I don't know. I think I should let them introduce themselves because they're a couple. Before we get into that, so this is our second couple that we've had on the podcast.
Yes.
So I just want them to introduce themselves and just give you guys a little preview of who they are and what they're bringing to the table today.
Ladies first.
Ladies.
Okay.
First. Hello, Music and Marriage Podcast. This is Sandy B. I am so excited to be here because I had the pleasure of having Nikki and Amalak on the 90 Day Wins podcast. Mm-hmm. And so I am finally here, able to sit with them and talk. So I'm excited to be here.
Yes.
Hold on. Repeat the podcast that you represent again.
Okay. 90 Day Wins podcast. If you are a fan of this show, you know that Nikki and Amalak have supported me with the 90 Day Wins podcast and continue to support me. And so I am glad to be here with you guys.
Yes.
I truly appreciate your presence.
Yes, and of course, well, me, Fuzz Dangles, LPI Radio, you always support the general, the king over there, you know, Amalak,
yes.
The whole Red Square family. Yeah, we know the building, you know, show some support. Yeah.
But you didn't mention also the 90 Day Win book that we always promote on here. You got to put that in there, Sandy.
Yes.
Come on now.
Sure.
So, 90 Day Wins book.
Yes.
Your podcast. Where you can get it.
Yes.
Author.
Yeah, you actually shy, right?
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, she's actually like blushing and shy.
There you go. Yeah. There's some water. You got it.
And Fuzz are actually, you know, young entrepreneurs like ourselves.
By way of Atlanta, you know, Georgia.
Yes.
Yeah, coming through from Atlanta, Georgia. And, you know, they own a radio online station.
Online radio platform.
You know what I mean?
Global.
LPI Radio, global radio station.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, and Sandy's also an author.
Yes, you know? I'm an author and a coach. My book is Ignite the Goal Getter Within. And so, yeah, I am all about encouraging people to achieve their goals and get their wins. So, yes, that's the book.
So all of the procrastinators out there, you know, all of the people who are just doubting themselves.
Big time on it.
You can definitely make sure you guys go and check out the book.
It's a balance, man.
Ignite the Goal Getter Within. Yes, the book is on Amazon.
Yes, on Amazon. So make sure you guys go and get that.
Yes, please support.
So we talking about today, yo.
He's just like, listen, I'm ready. Come on now, let's get it over with.
Let's get it.
You guys are so, you know, you guys.
All right. So, you know, usually we have a topic of the day. We have like a pre-topic and a topic. Mm-hmm. So I know we've had a conversation before about like, you know, something that we wanted to discuss lightly, you know? Mm-hmm. So you could just introduce the topic for us today, if you don't mind.
No, I'm going to hear you introduce it.
No, because I'm asking her to do it because I'm the one that usually do it. You don't really introduce the topics. So, you know, being that it's something that we spoke on, that's why I was just saying, like...
Okay.
And Sandy is not the one to be shy. I don't know what this shyness is about right now. Because
Sandy,
Sandy don't be shy. So, I'm just trying to put her out here right now real quick.
No, you know what? At the lights, you know.
Probably the lights?
Yeah, it's like, yo, I'm on the interrogation. Like, yo... It's odd. No, I'm not even going to tell you the truth right now.
So we were talking about, you know, there's been a lot of talk about Will and Jada and their relationship and their marriage. And so one of the things I've been talking with Nikki about is why do they feel the need to give so much of their information to the world? And then on the other hand, tell people in interviews that really they shouldn't be in their business. So it's just interesting to me that you would put so much out there for everyone to have an opinion on, but then want to be private. So I just think it's interesting.
Yeah, I definitely think so as well, because a lot of people are like that, where rather whether it's celebrities or even our own family members, our own friends, because I've known people who, you know, who have done stuff like this where they'll put their whole business out on social media, like air it out.
Yes.
And then when someone has a comment or a response to it or an opinion towards whatever was presented, it's mind your business. Don't worry about what I'm doing. Don't worry about me and mine's. Like, but you're, it's not you and yours anymore. It's ours now. At this point, it's ours. Like, we're in the relationship. We're invested in this.
Yes.
You know, like they put day to day, oh, me and my boo's going here, me and this, and then all of a sudden you don't see the boo no more. Like, you wonder what the hell happened to boo? He done disappeared?
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Dopey fly away?
Yes.
Like, how this go?
So what do you mean? So because, so you're saying because they put their business out there and maybe something happened, which is natural.
Yeah.
It, you know,
and then when someone asks,
it's weird for a person to one day have her husband or boo or whatever you call it on social media, and then the next day the boo not there and maybe something happened between
what I mean is you consistently put this boo off for months or maybe even a year or so, and all of a sudden boo just disappears, and someone asks you gently or nicely, you know, what's going on with you and Tony? All right. What with you and Ricky? You and him still there? Yes, I know. Exactly. I haven't seen him. Is everything okay? Yeah. You know, and then you go, mind your business. That's none of your business. No, that's our business now.
Yeah. I would think.
You put it on a social platform where everyone across the world can see this.
Yeah.
So you can't come and look at me and tell me, oh, it's not my business now. I'm invested. It's our relationship at this point.
Personally,
so you're going to give me answers.
Like, personally, my spin would be like, since the pandemic, it's like, no, go on still. So, you know, you have to, they're entertainment themselves. So, you know, what going to give the people them some entertainment with it?
Yeah, but if you're going to be
entertained, I think it is.
If you're going to want to entertain the crowd, don't be mad when the crowd turn around and ask questions.
That's it.
That's like what we're trying to figure out.
It's a double-edged sword.
Yeah. Kind of, you know? Sorta, so yeah.
It's like, all right, if that's the route you're going to take, all right, just go with it.
And this one comes with it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just hold it.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Don't be mad at nobody because they're asking you questions or, you know, you want to get defensive.
Exactly.
It's no need for it because you already put everybody in your business from the jump. So don't be mad when they're asking questions.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's how I look at it still, you know, personally. That's how I look at all of that whole situation.
So that was our little pre-topic. So you could go ahead with your topic because I know you said you had a topic to discuss.
Hot topic.
Yeah.
Off the press. Big up Cyclone, yeah. Yo, you're a beast, Cyclone, you're a beast. Yeah.
Yeah, so it ran across my mind today, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sacrifice. Very important word.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, where relationships are concerned, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
What is an acceptable, what is accept, all right, scenario. Let me put the question in a scenario then.
Okay.
Fuzz
yeah.
is an artist.
Mm-hmm.
That's how he earns.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he becomes a popular artist, right?
And, excuse me.
Yes, and his demand is okay.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
His demand is high.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, he has to earn out there on the road, and whatever he's doing is actually taking care of the family itself, taking care of the house.
Sorry.
You know. So he's not home.
Mm-hmm.
Naturally.
Yeah.
Would you put him in a scenario where he has to choose to either stay home and play the role of father, husband,
mm-hmm.
or would you rather him continue to make that sacrifice and that sacrifice might end up costing a relationship between him and his children?
Yeah.
And also you.
Yeah.
You know, his wife.
Yeah.
Like what it's a very difficult decision in my opinion. A very thin line.
Yeah.
How do you see that?
So good question.
Yeah.
I see it as us deciding what our future looks like. So when I think of I can only speak of our relationship, and when I met Fuzz, we were both working in corporate America, and so he was this IT person,
okay.
and then he switched to what he's doing now, being an entrepreneur, and it's just me understanding where are we going and what are we looking to do. He's allowed for me to have a position where I was traveling out of the country, it seemed like every 3 weeks. And I think it's important to understand where you're going and what you're building towards. Definitely, I want him to be with me, but I also want my family to experience certain things. So we would have to have conversation, because I wouldn't want him to be resentful of me because I would be asking him to change himself.
Mm-hmm.
Because if he enjoys doing this and he's very good at it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would have to figure out a way that we could both coexist. I mean, even now, he's allowed for me to change. And I say he's allowed because it's important. I want his blessing in the things I do, right?
Mm.
So I feel like he has allowed me to be Sandra so mm-hmm. I can be the best Sandra. So I can go and write this book. I can go decide now, okay, I don't want to be an accountant anymore. I want to be a full-time coach. You know, so I think it's important that you talk about where you're going, where you're moving, because if you're moving one way and I'm moving another, if you're focusing on this career as an artist and I'm here taking care of the children and I don't see that you care to do this, then I need to raise my hand and say, are we still moving in the same direction? Because I don't want you to be resentful of me, right? If you're out there doing what you love to do and I'm in your ear complaining, that's one of the things I have a problem with. If you make a decision, we make a decision to do this, I can't be in your ear complaining about
yeah.
something I said we're going to do.
Gonna do it.
Like, I couldn't be mm-hmm. in London working and he tell me, I wish you would come home, your daughter misses you. Like, that wouldn't have worked. So I think it's important that you understand where you're trying to go and how you're
yeah,
going
but sorry to cut you there, but isn't it like human nature though to, because on the flip side of things first.
Yeah, yeah.
How does it make you feel knowing that you're out here sacrificing everything, but at the same time sacrificing for your children, your family, your wife to live a good life. You know what I mean? But at the same time you're missing out on certain aspects of being a good father, being a good husband, you know, things like that.
Missing birthdays, stuff like that. That's
yeah.
what you mean. Okay.
Well, personally, like trotting through life, and it's like different stages. So you have, well, me personally, just talking from me now. Me, So younger growing up, you know, you have different situations that you go through, but really at the time you think, it's, oh, that's horrible, it stinks, you know what I'm saying? I shouldn't be going through this, but it builds you for the next stage where you're gonna walk through. So mm-hmm. it's like life is stages, you know? And with each stage, it's funny, it's like, it's the same problems, but it's how you address the problem mm-hmm. coming back around, full circle. So for instance, a situation like that, say, I gotta go away, I gotta do some dates. Yeah, I gotta do some dates, but you know, we're doing it for the family, blah, 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 so I'll just go. Mm-hmm. And different scenario now, come back around, all right, let's talk about it. I gotta do this, I gotta do that, I gotta do this. So how your time look? You think you mm-hmm. could roll with the family or tell you what, at the end of the date, we meet up, mm-hmm. you know, and we, yeah. you know, we do what we do as a family. So it's like communication. It's like
it's very big.
I suck at it sometimes, depending on the situation. Mm-hmm. But it's really communication still, you know, growth, really communication. We'll big time. Because even Sasko, this says something about, you know, when he was touring, and he got to a point where it's like, yo, I don't know, I'm frustrated. I shouldn't be, but I am. Because, you know, the mind is just weird. Yeah. When you ask for certain things, then you're blessed with it. And then all right, you reach this point where it's like...
Is it important? Yeah. Does it matter?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm at a point where I got to, figure out what... See, you got some blueberry thing you might deal with. And so you find out. Aware for balance.
Yeah.
I think really life is about balance, you know?
And then also understanding what's important. You know, you're going to miss birthdays. You're going to anniversaries. Yeah. You're going to miss things.
But some people are not so understanding when it comes like that. Why do you think that is?
Because, you know, sometimes selfish. We just want what we want. Yeah, I can remember lots of times where it's just like, well, I don't want you to go. Because I want you to be here with me. But maturity helps me understand that, like, is that the best? Is that the best for the family? When, am I going to say, no, don't go to Sunfest because I want you to be here with me when it's a great opportunity for you? Yeah. Go.
Yeah.
Even though I wish I was there.
Yeah. You still have to show that support either way.
Exactly.
It's always,
But not saying, like, you know, it's 1, 2, 3, and it happened.
No, it's work.
It's a process, you know?
Yeah,
it's as I was saying, like, initially when that issue happened.
Sacrifice is such a serious thing.
Yes.
Yeah. Even with sacrifice, it's like, all right, sacrifice. I've been reading this one book. It's pretty dope. And it's certain thing it asks you to do, but I took it as sacrifice, which you said sacrifice is a serious word, but it wasn't really sacrifice. It was more of put aside until you achieve what you want, and then you'll be able to.
Yeah, but putting aside your family, though, brother.
No.
Putting aside. Just putting into context what you're saying.
Yeah.
You know, because you're thinking about different.
Words are serious. Facts. Words and phrase
facts
are some serious things when we really think about them.
Facts.
So when a man said, we're going to put aside this.
Yeah.
But so that we can achieve that's how this. Someone
look, but don't look you have to
that's
sometimes.
How most men
but that's how most men look
because I can tell you as a woman
real talk.
I remember being away from my family and you have to and I'm sure you've done this before you're traveling and you miss your family
of course
you miss your of family course. But you have an obligation sir you are contracted to perform and do what you have to do
most definitely
so you have to put those feelings aside because you wouldn't perform your best if you did
big money
you know so it's like sometimes you have to allow for your mind to focus because it's for the best interests of your family. You know, so it is a sacrifice. You know, I could go crawl up in a ball and say, I can't do anything because I miss my family. Or I have to get up there and do that work they hired me to do.
And then get back home to your family.
And then just get on bad too when the flight's delayed and you can't stop.
All right, but even further than that then.
Mm-hmm.
Problems.
Even further than that, right?
Yeah.
You have some scenarios where after you have made that sacrifice and everything is good, you know, it damages permanently the relationship with your family, with your kids.
Yeah.
Because you weren't there physically and you missed out on
because,
you know, what is important then, so to speak. Yeah. Something a part of this cycle that is of the journey that mm-hmm. is also important and, mm-hmm. and maybe some people would say more important than the other.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But and how do you deal with that?
Well, I think, that will happen for sure. But again, it go back towards communication. And in that sense, to the partner, that's more of the caretaker
mm-hmm.
can balance that. Like, in so you miss birthdays. All right, cool. And say you're coming back maybe another week after, you know, your spouse can, you know, yo, it's a birthday for the whole month still. So, yeah, you wasn't here for the actual day,
but we can celebrate come, another.
You know what I mean? We're still a celebrate birthday, so yeah. you don't feel totally left out because you still get that vibe.
But you see the thing is,
but again,
it's
for me, I feel like some, like the parents who are the ones that are working all the time and mm-hmm. they compensate their time for
buying things,
financial things, and you know, games they and gadgets
call that love
and
for the Luca, you know?
Yeah. So I feel like when you're if you're gonna be absent and not be there throughout birthdays and stuff like that, at least be present when you are there.
Oh, big time.
Yes.
Because a lot of parents, just because they're busy and they're making the money, they feel like even when they're there, they don't need to be there.
No, you have
like
to,
you're you supposed have to be present.
Yeah. No, you
when
have
you're
to be
you know even if you are the breadwinner, mm-hmm. be
time.
Present when you're there because that's what the kids are gonna look at.
Big
they're gonna
time.
Say, "Well, Daddy worked hard to get everything, or Mommy worked hard to get everything." But even when she was home or he was home, he wasn't here.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
And kids pick up on those things.
Exactly.
Well,
and
that's a very good point.
Yeah, and communication is always big as well, even with children. Like, once they know what to expect, I think they can wrap their head around it much easier than us adults.
Yeah.
Like, they can take things easier than we can. So you explain to them and say, well, here what it is. Daddy's not absent from birthdays or anything like that because he doesn't want to be here. But this is the reason why. You know, we have to make sure certain things are taken care of. I want to make sure you're good. You know, explain to them.
Exactly.
And once they really get that full understanding, I feel like a child will be like, all right, you know, it's cool. You can miss a birthday, but just make sure when you come back,
we're
going to go here. We're going to go Chuck E. Cheese, do this, whatever. You know,
just
get makeup for that lost time, you can say.
Totally. And you know what? It's funny because especially with kids, they will remember.
Mm-hmm.
I remember our daughter telling me about, you left me and I left you.
Yeah.
I just left you.
Yeah.
You know, you were with Dad. Yeah, I was
and
with
how did
Daddy.
That make you feel? Like,
it did affect me. It did make me feel as if I were being selfish. But I don't like to allow for negative thoughts to stay in my mind too long. Because that wasn't selfish. That was an opportunity and mm-hmm. I wanted it. And so it's just for me to explain to her, but you know, kids are going to believe and hold things.
Mm-hmm.
However, you know, we all have our perception of the world.
Did
right?
she understand eventually?
Yes, and she talks about, you wrote me letters before I left. Each day I wrote a letter for her so she could open up.
And then we did
so
a trip.
See, so you gave her something for her to, you know, still hold on to, like,
big
Mommy's
time.
Not here, but at the same time, she's still making me feel comfortable throughout the time when she's not here.
I think that's it. I think that's it. It's, you know, we are not, no one's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
We are all just trying to do the best we can. But if we are able to talk
mm-hmm.
and, you know, explain, like you said, explain, this is why Mommy won't be here. This is why Daddy won't be here. But here's what we're going
mm-hmm.
to do. It's, you know, everyone wants to feel like they are being taken care of and they are being cared for.
Mm-hmm.
So even in your absence, if I'm looking forward to you to come home because we're going to do something, it makes it better. You know, you thought about me, even though you're
mm-hmm.
so far away, you thought about me.
Yeah.
So you're still going to take care
mm-hmm.
of me. So I think that, you know, kind of can help you.
It definitely can. And I really feel like as parents, we don't really think too much into things like this.
Mm-hmm.
We just move and go and just expect the kids to understand and expect them to get it. Because guess what? Our mamas left us at home and they had to go to work and we had to figure it out. So, you get what I'm saying? Like, now was a time where, and I hear a lot of people be like, oh, well, I ain't had no babysitter. My mama left me in the house for 8 hours.
Oh, you got that thing on your arm. Yeah, yeah, nigga, I am passing it down though. You know,
exactly. Yeah,
certain things
you gotta. Better, you do better.
Yeah, exactly, and that's what it is. A lot of parents don't want to hold themselves accountable to that.
Yeah.
So we have to make sure we look at it and say, okay, well, you know, we're making the sacrifices for our family, but at the same time, don't make the sacrifice for your family that's going to sacrifice your family.
No, we don't want that.
So you got to think about that as well. So it's totally. It's as he said, it's a thin line.
Mm-hmm. Very, very thin.
To, you know, sacrifice and what it can do to a family, what it can do for a family. Mm-hmm. Because some sacrifice for a family can be the greatest thing that they could have ever done.
Yeah.
And some can be detrimental to where there's no longer a family.
Yes.
That is not the goal.
Exactly. So you got to, like, communication, I think, throughout the whole process of, you know, the movements, the journey. Yeah. It should be, you know, open line of communication where everyone is aware, whether it's children, babies, dogs, cats, in-betweens, whatever it is.
Everybody
needs to be, you know, notified on what's going to be taking place. So everybody is abreast and everybody's not taking it back, like when mommy don't come home for 2 weeks and it's like, but she told me she was gonna be back yesterday, like what
happened.
You know, like, because you know that happens. Exactly. And sticking to your words. Exactly.
Kids, they look forward to that.
Most definitely.
I remember,
especially our son King, he don't play.
I was gonna ask you, like, how have you dealt with, you know, being away and, you know, the kids are, you know, they're looking for daddy, and
it's very hard for me.
It's hard for him.
You know, because
I can see that.
You know,
he's very active.
I'm so connected to my children.
Yeah.
You know, and also as a husband, you know, I've not, you know, in the past I've not done great at it. So now I'm trying to find the time to be better and better, and so. Thinking about all of those things and actually being out in the world trying to earn as well.
Big time.
And make sure the family is okay. It's not the easiest thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not the easiest thing it's at not. All. Trust me.
It's not.
You know, and that's why I'm asked the question, you know, the sacrifice sometimes, is it really worth it?
Yeah.
Or you know, it's a balance, as you said. It's a balance.
I feel like it's worth it as long as you know what it is that you're working towards.
It's not easy at all.
That's why sometimes everybody do the walk, you know? Some people just kind of just, okay, I'll just settle here.
Stand on the side and then complain.
I wouldn't do it again.
You wouldn't do it again.
I'm grateful for the experience, but you know how they say be careful what you wish for?
Because
I remember a friend from undergrad telling me, you always said you wanted to do international business and travel, and I did. But I didn't tell God that I wanted to do it prior to getting married and having a child. Because it's different.
Yeah.
Exactly for those points you said.
Definitely.
I have my child, I have my husband, we're building this life, and now I have to travel all this time.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be with my
family. It would have been so easy to be able to afford a whole family traveling all the time. You know, but it's not easy, you know what I mean?
No.
You know, especially when you're building.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
You know, and even if you're not building, you know,
it
know
still a lot takes of, a lot.
I know very popular artists that aren't able to
just
fly the whole family.
Yeah.
Because when the family is there with you, it creates a distraction as well.
It's a different
to the work that you're doing.
It's a different vibe.
And things like that, you know, you know, so it's not an easy scenario.
Not at all.
It'd be frustrating.
Know it's important.
Exactly.
I'm doing important work.
Especially when you have two, three weeks looking ahead, like, damn.
Or when you wake up in the hotel, you're like,
I'm still here.
I know, but in that sense too, you know, that's why you know you have your equipment, so you just redirect that energy towards some music, towards your art, you know,
and definitely.
Then you turn that negative into a positive.
See, and that's why he was so good for me, right? Because I'd call him, and we'd literally be out with colleagues, and you know, I'm like, I need to go back to the hotel because I need to call my family. Like, you want to speak to your family, you know, it's a different time zone, you want to get to them, and it's like, I've had enough of you guys.
Yeah.
And like, my whole demeanor would change because it's like, you've taken enough
everything,
of my time.
Yeah.
I need to be with my family. I need to talk to my family.
Rough.
And then you call the family, the kids are about to go to sleep, so they're not real, you know, and it's just like, I miss
Yeah, it's tough. It's definitely tough being on the other end when he's not here.
Yeah, could imagine.
How do you deal with that?
The kids keep me occupied, honestly. Like, no. They are three handful, and yeah. I only got two. So it's. I mean, his absence is definitely felt.
Yeah.
However, you know, we still have to go on and still do what we got to do. Because as he said, he got to still work. And this is my job to when he's not here to make sure that the household is taken care of. The children are okay. Mm-hmm. You know, and everything is in order. Mm-hmm. So it's important for me not to get too caught up in my feelings. Like, oh my goodness, I miss him so much. Of course, like the first day or two, I cry. And then after, it's like, all right, put your big girl panties on.
Why is it 2 days? It is 2 days.
I don't know. It's like 2 days for me.
The first 2 days, he goes away.
Yeah, the first 2 days is like, I'm in a little funk. Like,
I'm going to need a minute.
Yeah.
And then that after the 48 hours,
it's just like, all right, you got to get it together.
It is so true.
And I give myself that time frame, like, all right, I'm not going to say, okay, in any situation that I go through. I don't, like, I try to give myself that time to, whether it's to grieve, whether it's to cry, whether it's to whatever it is that I have to do.
I'm not saying you're physically not
there. You're not there.
I'm not Madeira.
It's serious things.
That's what you're grieving for.
You don't even understand. The friendship that a marriage is.
I feel you, man.
When he's not here, sometimes he's just like.
The energy is different.
Yeah.
It's just a robotic move at that point.
You know how y'all say we bring energy, y'all bring a certain energy.
Exactly.
Too. That calm, that, you know, we need that, that balance.
And then sometimes when I'm ready to flip my lid, he's just like, yo, relax, everything's good. Like,
it's
I got it.
It's a beautiful thing.
So it helps me to, you know, be able to take care of the children in the household, you know, just to make sure everything is good.
Yes.
But it's not that easy, and it's not that hard.
At some point,
I have to mentally tell myself, like,
I got this.
I got to figure it out.
Yes, I got this.
Yeah. I
totally forgot something I should have brought, but it's cool. I give my shout out at the end. Yeah. Jamaica's the new tune. Yes. My bad, bro. I totally forgot.
It's just different, but I don't know. I don't know. I know a lot of women that's just like, oh, it's hard and they can't do it when the man is not there. You just got to wrap your mind around it.
And then also, like, I want to show you that I can do this when you're not here. Mm-hmm. I want you to know that things are still going to be together when you get back. And I don't want to stress you because I need you to focus. Mm-hmm. I need you to be the best you can be when you're out
more
there.
Booking.
Yep. Right? Yeah. So, so when you come back, it's going to be, but let me tell you, I'm like, oh, he's coming. Today.
Mm-hmm. What? Yes. Oh my goodness.
Yes. Excitement.
It's like Gladbach boss. You can't, you didn't think about nothing else.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's just like, oh my goodness, he's finally coming back. I could finally be like at peace again. Like everything is just
normal.
You know, the way right it's supposed with the world.
To. Yes.
Your world is in your grasp. Yes. You know, like, because there's a sense of my boo has to be safe out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Definitely.
So when you're back, it's that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah,
the feeling, everything is just I'm same, happy again.
It's the same for me because, you know, remember say you go, we go do your thing sometimes.
Yeah, when I'm not.
Yes. It's the same for me.
Yeah, he's very focused on the children. Like when I'm not here, he's focused. Like it's just daddy mode.
Yeah.
Like, even I'd be like, hi, babe. Yeah, man, everything good. I'm here doing this, and I'm here doing that, and I'm here. And I'm like, all right,
so I'm going to say, I want to feel that security. Yeah, exactly. Like, you know,
don't worry about that.
Oh, and that is true, because once I'm, the kids are good, he's one of the men in this world, because you know not every man can leave your children alone, especially three.
Yeah.
Like, I can leave him, and King is like 2 and 1.
Yeah, he's 12.
And he's 5.
I told him he was 12.
Oh, okay.
He's
like,
no, man, 5.
But he's 2 and 1.
It's funny. So,
with him, it's just, I know it's a handful.
Yeah.
And then the other two, they can do their own thing or whatever, but at times they need a little bit of assistance, you know?
Big time.
So with him, like, I know that they're good.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't have to worry about whether they ate.
Yeah.
Because I know he going to cook. Mm-hmm. What if he got to do laundry, he going to throw them clothes in the machine and
because
make sure.
Because I can cook.
Him can cook. Bigger Patsy, your good, good son, we can cook.
Yes.
Yes.
Bigger yeah. Greeter. R.I.P. Big yes.
Yeah, big up. One, yeah, 100%. Like, he can cook and he know how to, like, really cook.
Yeah. And see, these are the things that our children can see. Whether exactly. mommy is gone or daddy mm-hmm. is gone, that united front, mm-hmm. we don't have to worry.
Exactly.
We will be taken mm-hmm. care of. They got the game mm-hmm. plan. They got us, you know. So I think it's good for our kids to see that because, yep. you know, so many of us didn't have the luxury of seeing having mommy and daddy.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
And seeing them communicate.
Mm-hmm.
True,
you know, you might have seen some argument here, argument mm-hmm. there, but you there haven't seen like a day-to-day.
Yeah.
This is how we're doing. Okay, mommy's going away. Okay, this is what we're doing. Daddy does this. We have mm-hmm. to, you know? So it's good to show them that,
yeah.
you know? Because mm-hmm. that's what life is.
And I want to make sure that our children, whether it's my daughter or our daughter or our sons,
yeah.
they understand that there's no roles like where
yes,
a man
ma'am.
Is not supposed to do this, a woman
yes,
like
ma'am.
At the end of the day, you're living out oats. The oats need to be clean. Pick, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot
teamwork,
of females
teamwork.
Who is like, oh no, my son don't need to do no housework and this, that, and the
oh,
third.
No.
Like, a lazy nasty money I bring.
Yes.
Yeah, I bring a problem for your little
from
girl.
Girls.
Yeah, it's a problem yeah, I bring for the little
yes,
girl that
yes.
more tears so. Like, we need to teach our sons to understand that. Listen to me.
Facts.
If your sister to plate them need for wash, you can't get up and go and
yes.
do it.
Facts.
You don't have to wait for your
exactly.
woman to come and do it. It's
facts.
Okay to help out.
Yeah.
Don't let her feel like she have all the burden of mm-hmm. taking care of the household, the children,
yeah.
and if she got to work, and
not
like
fair.
It's
not
fair,
realistic.
Exactly.
It's not fair, man.
Exactly.
It's like, not gonna be a happy home. It's not gonna be a happy home.
Somebody
listen,
gonna be
some women,
somebody
some women are okay
pissed.
With it, and they get burned out, and then they get stressed out
yeah.
after that, and then
true.
It's just like a whole bunch of pressure,
different
and then
vibes.
They wonder exactly.
Yeah,
they on. Wonder why the relationship is not.
But then the
thriving.
Husband's like, "Well, honey, you like to do that."
Alive. Exactly. Hear what he just said. Alive.
You seem to like to
exactly.
do it all the time, so
see,
that's what we have to communicate.
Like
you know
exactly
what?
Communication
I'm not the only
needs
in
to
this
exactly,
house.
Exactly.
Time,
and we need to
time.
Also teach our children, give them chores.
Oh,
y'all
yes.
got to do things.
Oh, yes.
Y'all got to pick up a dish and wash
absolutely.
Something out or clean up.
Yes,
don't just feel like you're gonna just be here and lazy and just don't do nothing. Like they have to understand the sacrifices that we're making,
sacrifice
so that they
everyone.
Can be able to be comfortable.
Yes.
So even if they got to sacrifice an hour or two of game just to get your room clean or whatever it is that you got to do to lighten
it.
The load
yes. Yes.
for the parents,
definitely.
It is important for them
that's
to do that. We have to make
too.
Them understand
yeah.
that.
Definitely.
Yeah,
definitely.
Big time.
Definitely.
Yeah, sacrifice, you know?
Yes.
Big word.
Big,
yes.
big word.
And make sure y'all
word
understand the word exactly before you use
yeah.
it. Don't just be throwing it out there like, oh, I'm sacrificing. It's not everyone deserves that sacrifice as well. Yeah, because you know enough money. Where you sacrifice? You didn't sacrifice? Like,
exactly.
we need to figure it out. Communication is very important,
very
especially
important.
When it comes to making decisions about sacrifices.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When it comes to relationship, marriage, family, you know, it's important for us to really sit down and really communicate with one another. And
yeah.
get a clear understanding of where everyone's feelings lie, where everyone stand, and what everyone wants from what they don't want. So there's no misconception,
yeah.
you know, anything like that. Everybody have a clear understanding of what it is that needs to be done, and we just work together and get it done. Teamwork, make the dream work.
Teamwork.
So,
yes.
Yeah, that'll be all for today. Make sure you guys go and check us out, as I said earlier in the podcast. Make sure
yeah.
you guys go and subscribe to our YouTube channel. I'm Black Red Square Official. Make sure you guys go over also and subscribe to 90 Day Win Podcast.
Yeah.
You guys can hear the beautiful voice of Sandy B. Make sure you guys go over also to lpiradio.com and check out their, you know, programs on the daily.
Yes,
how,
on the daily. Have a new launch off at the ending of the month at Kudea, Treasure Beach.
Yeah.
We're going to have a few
on Treasure
surprise.
Beach is where exactly?
It's bottom side, St. Elizabeth.
St. Elizabeth.
Yeah, so it's
Saint
like the south
Elizabeth.
Side.
Okay.
Yeah, man, real nice. Check out for that series at Amala that's coming too. And yeah, man, no
four
good vibes.
Things.
Yeah, we
four
got 12
things.
Weekends. We're going to live broadcast, so then we'll have some visuals.
Yeah.
You know,
good vibes.
So, you know,
vibes.
We're going to definitely promote
of
it
course.
Here on the podcast.
Yeah,
for sure.
Of course.
You know,
of course.
Of course.
And so. Oh, yeah, when y'all going to hear the Jamaica song, your wife. Yeah, it's coming. It's coming. All digital platforms. So you hear
make
that
sure you guys check that out
when
as
you
well.
Do your Network. Magic.
Network.
Yes.
Anything you want to say, Sandy, before we go?
Yeah, just check out 90 Day Wins, the podcast. You can check out 90 Day Wins on IG. We are talking wins. It's the end of the year. So it's all about achieving your goals, planning for your goals for 2022. So follow us so you can be involved. You can get your wins. You can be focused on the things you truly desire.